Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you on an emergency broadcast tonight. We are live right now, coming to you in the middle of a very heavy situation. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Tragedy, satanic, horrific. We're going to get into it. What happened with Charlie Kirk in Utah? Me and our team, we're still trusting for a Lazarus moment for Charlie Kirk. In fact, we're going to pray first for the situation with Charlie Kirk, his wife, his two small children. And so basically, there's a lot of things that I'm probably going to be led to say tonight by the Lord, that I'm going to be led to speak. Some of this may be heavy. It is necessary right now to be said. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this over to the Lord first and foremost. There are reports that Charlie Kirk has gone home to be with the Lord after what has happened. We are going to trust the Lord for a Lazarus moment in this, but we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray first immediately, right off the bat, welcome the presence of the Lord and pray for Charlie Kirk and his family. And then I am going to begin to speak, what is going on here, because the kingdom of darkness is hard at work right now. And believers better wake up in this hour and be the watchman and get on the wall. And this is a 911 to the conservative movement. So we're going to talk about all that. So if you could share this while I'm praying, we'd very much appreciate it. But let's because this is a heavy situation, this is a serious situation within the nation, we need to give this over right away to the Lord. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you this day. We praise you, Lord, that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, knowing, God, that you are sovereign, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way, Father, we have sinned and fallen short in you. Father, we just apply the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we legally apply that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ in this situation. Because Jesus Christ is the Word. He is ever present, Father God. We praise you that you are ever present, that you are an ever present help in times of trouble, your Word says. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we praise you that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. It dwells within Charlie Kirk, even now with the sound of my voice. It dwells within his wife. It dwells within his children. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within them, Father God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we come together in agreement for that dunamis power that Christ was so resurrected by. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he ruled and reigned forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Father. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your words go forth. Let the fiery power of the Holy Spirit mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Let the weight of your glory come down. Let your mighty power move in this place, Father God. Let people tangibly feel your presence. You, as the righteous judge, Father God, sitting on the highest throne. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us, be our front and rear guard. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we know you are Yahweh. You are the breath. You deserve every breath from us, Father God. Your word says that tomorrow is not promised, Father God. But according to Psalm 91, under your wings we can take refuge, that your truth, not the truth of the world, your truth will be our shield and buckler, Father God. Lord, we praise you that we are receptacles for your glory, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that we are made in the image of God. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are living and active, Father God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Lord. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we bring this situation with Charlie Kirk before you, with his wife and his family, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, you say, if two or more touch and agree, there you are in the midst, that if we ask anything in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, believing that we have received it, it shall be granted. Father, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ for a Lazarus moment here. Father, we are coming before your throne, petitioning you, Father God. When Jesus Christ himself said, Lazarus, come forth. Come out, and he came out in his grave clothes. Father, you are the same yesterday and today and forever. You are no respecter of persons. What you did for Lazarus, you can do for Charlie Kirk and his family, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask you dispatch your warring angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to surround his wife, to surround his children, Father God, that your spirit would be present, Father God, that you, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it, and they are safe, Father God, that according to Ephesians chapter 6, Father God, I ask you put your whole and complete armor on Charlie Kirk's family right now, this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, that you would equip them, Father God, that you would walk with them right now, that the gift of faith would be activated, Father God, and sent forth in this. Faith can move mountains. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed and we say to this mountain, be thou lifted up and cast into the sea, it must obey us. We take that authority. We have been given that power and authority through Christ Jesus under heaven to speak prophetically into situations and to watch them turn. And prophetically, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are speaking into this situation, Lord, for it to turn. You are sovereign, Father God. You are a sovereign God. And not we do not understand why everything happens that it happens, but we trust in you, and we know that you are faithful, and that you are the righteous judge, and that you are on the highest throne, and that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and that you work all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in accordance with your word, I am asking you to work this situation together for good right now. Not that everything is good that happens in life, but you work it together for good. And I am asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we all touch and agree right now, to work this situation together for good. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I rebuke every bit of darkness and oppression that is attempting to come against Charlie Kirk's family right now. I command it canceled, nullified, voided, disarmed, and broken off of them, and cast off of them in the name of Jesus Christ, to not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break every assignment of premature death that has been launched against his wife and his children. I command those broken, canceled, aborted, nullified, voided, dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ, and cast off in the name of Jesus Christ of them back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, we know you are absolutely good. We know that the thief, according to John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, we apply the second part of John 10:10, but you have come, Lord Jesus, to give life and life more abundant. And we speak that abundant life right now into this situation, Father God. We speak life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, according to your word. Let that be legally activated and applied before your courts right now. We speak life into this situation with Charlie Kirk and his family. We speak life. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we choose to speak life right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we know the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the shield of faith go up over Charlie Kirk's family right now. That quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one. Let your holy angels be positioned round about them, above and below, guarding against every dimensional access point right now, that the enemy, in the middle of weakness, in the middle of sorrow, would attempt to access them, Father God. Weeping may endure for a night, but your word says joy cometh in the morning, and the justice of Yahweh is going to serve justice against every single individual that cursed this man and his family. That the justice of Yahweh in the name of Jesus Christ is going forth into this situation, Father God. Lord, we put you in remembrance, Father God, of every way that man proclaimed your name, of every way he contended for your name, of every way he challenged the youth of this nation, Father God, to come to you. Every way, Father, he contended. Father, I am asking you to honor that right now. King Hezekiah rolled towards the wall when Isaiah said he was going to die, the prophet Isaiah, and he put you in remembrance of everything he had done for your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I put you in remembrance right now of everything Charlie Kirk and his family have done for your name, that they have contended for the gospel, that they have run the race well, that they have pressed on towards the mark of the high calling. Father, I put you in remembrance of these things now, Father God. And Lord, I ask you, visit his children. In the middle of this, I ask, Lord, that you visit them, Father God, that you come for their words right now, that you comfort them, Father God, that you visit his wife, that you comfort her in the midst of this, Father God. Lord, you are the only entity that can take a broken vessel, place it upon the potter's wheel, mold it, rebuild it, make it anew, and fill it again, Father God. And we praise you for that, and we activate that faith right now in agreement as we are all together. Your word says one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. Tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands coming together right now in agreement, in prayer before your throne can indeed move mountains. We know this. We know it in our souls that your word says this, and at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus Christ, we are speaking that faith and that life into this situation. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Father God, in this. We praise you that you are going to work this together for good, that the kingdom of darkness is not going to get its intended purposes from what they dared to do. Though the enemy goes to take prey, Father, we ask before your throne that judgment is issued against the powers and the rulers of the darkness that moved about in this nation to orchestrate this, that we ask before your throne for justice and for judgment to be issued against them and their disciples, Father. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Father God. And we just give you all the glory tonight, Father God. All the glory, Father God, because when we go through the valleys in life, it's so we can stand on the hills. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A table is being prepared before Charlie Kirk's family in the presence of their enemies. Their heads are being anointed with oil. Their cups will runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord so strongly in this. And the Lord has instructed me to keep my emotions in check right now so I can talk about and deliver what has to be delivered, because what the enemy wants to do more than anything is get everybody in their emotions right now to make rash judgments, rash decisions, and speak rash things. And so the Lord has asked me to keep this in my emotions right now in check as I speak about these things, and to just focus on him and focus on the task at hand, what we have to speak about. Now, I'm going to tell you something that was impressed upon my spirit. And this is it from the Lord. I perceive it to be from the Lord. Because of what has happened today, Almighty God is going to raise up in Charlie Kirk's place one with a double portion of who he was in his spirit for the nation. Because of what has happened today, One is going to be raised up in his place with a double portion of who he was for the nation in the name of Jesus Christ. That is going to happen. That is going to go forth. Now, I'm going to show you some things here, because the more we learn about the tactics of the kingdom of darkness, and we are not ignorant of the enemy's devices, as it says in the word of God, the more we can intercede and pray and cut these things off. So yes, in a way, people are writing Elisha. Yes, it's an Elijah-Elisha connection here, how we're speaking prophetically about this. This happened in Provo, Utah. Now, I'm going to tell you something very interesting. The word Provo is in the word provoke. It's in the word provocateur. Okay, so this was a provocation. This was meant to bring forth a very serious provocation in the nation. This happened in Utah, where there are serious high altars having to do with Mormonism and the LDS Church. And Mormonism and Islam have a very connected root, because the same dark entities, in a way, are feeding those two roots. So this is happening in a place where there are high altars, where there happens to be paganism. This is where this happened. This happened the day before 9/11. The day before, we have seen a pattern of this all year. The day before 9/11, less than 24 hours before the next day comes, which would be September 11th, this happens. And this 9/11 pattern has been happening all year. This happened 21 days before Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Now, why is that important? 21 happens to be a calling card for the enemy. You have to be 21 to drink, 21 to gamble. 21 happens to be a calling card when it comes to the kingdom of darkness. From the time of September 1st to Yom Kippur is 31 days. And that is how old Charlie Kirk is. I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me say this so this is said properly. But I will say this. Words have power. And Abby Phillips and Van Jones were just this weekend, and I'll say the word allegedly, but we all saw it. Many of us did. Were just attacking Charlie Kirk over the weekend, accusing him of race baiting. They accused him of trying to make the killing of that innocent Ukrainian woman on the train like George Floyd. They accused him of doing this. And I have some words for them in a minute, but I'm going to read to you from October 25th, 2024, the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Minnesota will begin to turn on its own, says the Lord. We just saw what happened in Minneapolis. For that spirit of provocation has gone forth. Where did this happen to Charlie Kirk? Provo, Utah. Provo is in the word provocation. This is how you know. For that spirit of provocation has gone forth to resurrect the anger of George Floyd, the anger and the defiance and the violence that went into the soil of that state. And this happens in Provo, because that's what they're putting up on there, that this is associated with Provo, Utah. And the Lord said October 25th, that spirit of provocation, Provo, has gone forth to resurrect the anger of George Floyd, the anger and defiance and the violence that went into the soil of that state in order to send it forth into the nation. Now, I'm going to say this. Van Jones, Abby Phillips, CNN, and MSNBC, the blood of Charlie Kirk is on your hands. The Lord will require in this time an accounting for that blood. His blood is partially on your hands. And Almighty God in this time is going to require an accounting of that blood from you. You need to repent and repent now for everything you have put out there and spoken. Because they were curses, they were death, and you are under the influence of some very dark things. And you need to repent for what you have done. because you helped stir the pot of provocation and you assisted that spirit that the Lord warned about October 25th, 2024, that was attached to George Floyd. You helped it. You assisted it in its quest for a sacrificial killing. And you too need to repent for before God. God is a merciful God. And we pray for Van Jones. And we pray for Abby Phillips. And we pray for those at CNN and MSNBC that they come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Repent and turn. But God is going to require an accounting of that blood in this time if there is no repentance. Because, and I'm going to tell you something. The Ukrainian woman that was tragically attacked, was attacked in the neck. Charlie Kirk was attacked at the neck. In the Old Testament, when something was slaughtered for sacrifice, where is it hit? It's hit in the neck. These are sacrificial kills by a ruthless kingdom of darkness and their disciples. And we better wake up and start understanding this. And I'm telling you, watch Ukraine in the midst of this and the Ukrainian leader. That was a Ukrainian woman. I'm telling you now, watch Ukraine in the midst of this and the Ukrainian leader. I'm telling you now, watch it. I'm going to tell you this too. September 4th, 2025, just 6 days ago, this is what left my mouth. You have a tether to the violence of George Floyd attempting to be resurrected. Here it is again, to spill enough blood to make attempts on the lives of leadership in the highest seats. This is what CNN and MSNBC assisted. This is it, the resurrection of that spirit, the resurrection of that provocation to go forth. Now, I want to play for you a couple of clips. And then we're going to talk about them. And these are clips in the past 2 weeks of broadcast, things I had been warning about from the Lord. We're going to play these clips now. When this woman said, I am willing to sacrificially kill this POTUS, right? By disemboweling him. First of all, that's a spirit talking. That's a spirit talking through that woman. So keep that in mind. I want to focus on the word sacrificially kill for a moment and trachea, because the kingdom of darkness is so boastful and desperately wants to be heard that they will actually give away their position if you are attuned to understand how they move and operate through people. The kingdom of darkness needs willing vessels within the earth, willing disciples to do their bidding. Now, the kingdom of darkness, let me tell you why this was said and why this happened when it happened. And this is why I was picking up on this in the realm of the spirit Sunday into Monday. The kingdom of darkness wants a sacrifice. They not only want a sacrifice, they want a big one right now in order to set in motion and ratify and power certain altars for the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential election. To sacrificially kill a shepherd or leader of a nation has a huge spiritual legal implication over that nation. This is what I heard. A September of surrender, okay? So first I heard a scary September, maybe like a September where certain things happen. But then I heard a September of surrender or SOS. So this is what I hear, September of surrender, SOS. Now, SOS is a distress signal that was officially adopted internationally in 1906. Now, I'm going to show you why this is significant. So September of Surrender, SOS. SOS was adopted as a distress signal in 1906. This is the year 2025. It is 119 years exactly since the SOS signal was internationally adopted. Why is this significant? I'll tell you why. Because that 119 or 9/11 backwards has been appearing over and over and over again in events throughout this entire year. And that is true. It has been appearing. in events this entire year. And SOS, that's what the Lord said to me for September. And SOS is a distress call. And the Lord showed me that last month, I think it was. I think it was late. Yeah, it was in the middle of August. And the Lord had begun to show me this about September. And this is what it is. We're watching this actively unfold. Now, just 3 days ago, there was a blood moon. It was shown over Europe, I think Asia. It was that part of the world, which is interesting in itself. But I want to read to you May 8th, 2025. And this is not going to be easy to read. Word of the Lord, May 8th, 2025. This is what it said. Assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord. For the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set in motion by those holdouts of Saul, the holdouts of Ahab that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation. That's what Van Jones and Abby Phillips did to Charlie Kirk. An attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them troublers of Israel. And this is in a way we're watching falls in the fall. We are watching literally a catalyst for this. That was May 8th, 2025, that word of the Lord went out. Why does the Lord do that? Because as the church, we have the power to intercede and step in the gap and thwart these things. This is why the Lord exposes the works of darkness and iniquity, so that we, through the power and authority we have been given through Christ Jesus, can dismantle and destroy them. This is why. And this is what we have to get as the church right now. Church, stop sitting on your laurels. We got to be the watchmen. We have to be servants and soldiers in the army of the living God. Stop playing wishy-washy. That time is over. And I'm going to tell you this. If the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. President Trump, you have to be on guard right now. Marco Rubio, you have to be on guard right now. The governor of Texas, you have to be on guard right now. Pete Hegseth, you have to be on guard right now. J.D. Vance, you have to be on guard right now. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 48. We're going to get into that because I just mentioned that in a broadcast last week. Every time that comes to me, it seems something like this happens, that the Lord reminds me of this scripture. Now, if you notice in the August 21st, 2025 broadcast, the clip we played, I said, I want to focus for a moment on the word sacrificially kill in trachea. That's what that woman was announcing for the kingdom of darkness. And that's exactly what we saw transpire against Charlie Kirk. The kingdom of darkness is so boastful and desperately wants to be heard that will actually announce and give away its position. If you are listening and you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, it will give away its position. Problem is, the church needs to wake up and listen. We need to understand how the kingdom of darkness moves and operates. And I had warned that the kingdom of darkness was announcing they were looking for a sacrifice. They were looking for a big one right now on certain altars, to ratify certain altars for the midterms and for the 2028 presidential election. And then I had said in that same broadcast, to sacrificially kill a shepherd or leader of a nation has huge spiritual legal implications over that nation. That woman was announcing the intentions of the kingdom of darkness, who was arrested in Washington, D.C., saying the word sacrificially kill and trachea. That was the announcement. The trachea is where he was hit. It's also where his voice comes from as well. And it was prophetic symbolism of taking of the voice of those who are speaking truth. The enemy and his disciples are looking to take the voice of those speaking truth. And I'll tell you, August 21st, when I mentioned this scripture, 1 Samuel 17:45 through 48, I had warned of this on that broadcast that said Trump in dark altars, warning of all of this and sounding the alarm. 1 Samuel 17:45 through 48, I brought it up again. The last time I brought up this scripture, it was 6 days later, they attempted to kill President Trump. So when the Lord reminds me of this scripture, it is a warning for the saints, the church, to intercede and pray. 1 Samuel 17, 45 through 48. Then David said to the Philistine, which also means Palestine, which also has to do with Amalek, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Verse 47. "And that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." When the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine. Go back to verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." You know what that means? "And I said it that day on the night of prayer, July 7th, 2024, and I'm going to say it again. You come at me with physical weapons to kill me." That's what David was saying to the Philistine. "But I come to you in a far greater power. I come to you in a far greater weapon. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." Verse 47, "And that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." You are going to watch this the rest of Trump's presidency. "The battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." You hear that, woke media? You hear that, news stations? You hear that, disciples of darkness? The battle is the Lord's. And you don't have an answer for that power, because the power of Jesus Christ and that name is the name above all names. Now, that began coming to me strongly again in that broadcast. I started sounding the alarm again and saying that. Trump's own presidency is equal 9/11. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. This happened less than 24 hours before 9/11. This happened in the nation. Now, August 28th broadcast, Acts 9:1-1, if you need the reference of which broadcast to go to. August 28th, 2025, this is what I had said. Saul, because somebody in the chat, I saw it, wrote, "This seems very similar to the killing of Stephen." I saw that out of the corner of my eye. Whoever wrote that, thank you, because I had this in my notes already, so it confirmed it to me. But August 28th, 2025, I said this in Acts 9:1-1 broadcast. Saul had a letter in his hands on his way to imprison and kill more Christians. That letter was a manifesto. It was an announcement of his authorization to carry out such acts. That was capitalized. This is the same dark religious spirit out for blood, thrives on persecution against the people of God, that had Saul of Tarsus as a disciple and a mouthpiece. This is a vile, deceiving, bloodthirsty religious spirit that deceives those into believing they are doing such in the name of God, when truly they are disciples and mouthpieces for darkness. And I had warned about this, about watching similar what Saul did. And then he met his road to Damascus moment. But he went out killing and persecuting Christians, and he testified to the killing of Stephen. When Stephen, and what was Stephen doing before he died? He was defending himself before a crowd of Pharisees, Sadducees, and religious figures. And Stephen was standing before them, defending Almighty God, using the Torah against a crowd of those who were spiritually dead. What was Charlie Kirk doing? He was up there defending the faith, defending truth against a crowd that many of them were spiritually dead. See, we are watching these prophetic patterns for a reason. This is why I tell the church right now, You better wake up. Oh, praise God. I saw him. Thank you, iChurch, for coming in. I just saw him. I saw people saying hi to him. This is why it incenses me when I see conservative podcasters leading up to this. While the Lord has me sounding the alarm, I am watching conservative podcasters relentlessly speak death and persecution out of their mouths towards the people of God. I watch them lead their people down a road of snake pits and spiritual junk food having to do with Blake Lively and her lawsuit. Nobody gives a damn right now. That's not what's important. I have watched them feed spiritual slop to their audience as the Almighty God is attempting to sound an alarm. In this nation, you've got the conservative podcasters who want to, because Gaza is lucrative right now, who want to yell, poor Gaza, poor Gaza, and they want to speak death out of their mouths, and they want to curse the people of God, and they want to do it with that smug, arrogant look on their face, while Almighty God was trying to sound an alarm. You were out there helping principalities, speaking death, and actually adding to the warfare that assisted in what happened to Charlie Kirk. So if you podcasters think this is a game, this is the National Enquirer, this is a gossip game, this is a game of how crazy can I sound to get views, in this season, God is going to require an accounting from you as well, because you were meant to prepare the people. And instead, you distracted them. Instead, you led them down rabbit holes that are really snake pits. Instead, you spoke death and cursings out of your mouth. Instead, you attempted to come after the people of God. I'm going to read to you something very interesting in the book of Romans right now. Because I think it pertains. Now, Romans, we'll start with Romans 11, 18. 9-11 happens to be in that, which is interesting. Do not boast over the broken branches and exalt yourself at their expense. He's talking to Gentiles about the Jews. Do not boast over broken branches and exalt yourself at their expense. If you do boast and feel superior, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you. Okay. Romans 11, 18 emphasizes that Gentile believers should not be arrogant towards the Jewish branches that were broken off, as they were supported by the root of Israel, not the other way around. This serves as a very serious reminder, this scripture, because Gentiles were allowed to be grafted in. Romans 11, 19 through 20. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand by your faith as believers, understanding the truth of Christ's deity. Do not be conceited. Do not be conceited, but rather stand in great awe of God and fear of him. And even they, verse 23, the unbelieving Jews, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God has the power to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and against nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much easier will it be to graft these who are the natural branches back into their own olive tree? I do not want you believers to be unaware of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own opinion, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the full number of Gentiles has come in. The only reason the Gentiles have salvation is because of Israel, because Christ came through that line. And this is a serious warning here for the conservative party. It is warned by Paul in the book of Romans. Isn't that interesting? This is in Romans, because Rome was one of the most pagan, bloodthirsty, persecuting, witchcraft-filled empires that ever existed. Do not boast over the broken branches and exalt yourself. That is exactly what they're doing at their expense. They are exalting themselves at the expense of the Jews, of the unbelieving Jews. Do not boast and feel superior. Remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you. It's from the line of Israel that you are even supported to have salvation and to have access to salvation because we are grafted in. And they thought that it was a wise matter to speak these things out of their mouths and to mock and make light while the enemy was moving about looking for a sacrificial kill in the conservative party. Almighty God is sounding the alarm. And you've got conservative podcasters talking about Blake Lively, talking about Gaza in a way that seems, not very fair and balanced, shall we say. And you have them also yelling about frivolous things, laughing, mocking on air about frivolous things. And you know what the enemy is looking at them and saying? You fools. You have no clue. You have no clue. That's what the enemy was doing. He was laughing at them because he knew what he was moving about to do. Almighty God knew because the alarm was sounded in the nation. And conservative podcasters at the upper echelon just chose to make noise and fight over wedding rings and fight over Gaza and fight over Blake Lively. That's what they chose to do. Don't throw your pearls before swine. Don't do it. Because that's exactly what this is like, what has happened. Because pigs in a pen behave poorly. And it is a horror about some of the things the conservative movement was fighting about while the enemy was getting into position for a sacrificial kill, because he realized that all of you that were saying this garbage had no clue what he was about to do. You have become a device for him. You have become a device for darkness. You have become a device and a weapon and a tool to be used to create noise and confusion. So people are distracted and cannot hear the voice of God nor the warnings of God because you're distracting them. And I am telling you, God is going to purge those distractions out of the conservative party in this time. He's going to purge it. It is going to be cleansed because there comes a crisis point in one's life, in a nation, in a party, where they really have to look at themselves and how compromised they've become. And truly, the conservative party right now needs to find its way back to Almighty God and like yesterday, because they have erected golden calves. They have now talking points of serpents, agendas of devils. The waters have been muddied. The swine are eating the pearls. And none of them had their wits about them to even realize what the enemy was doing. You know why? Because they're whitewashed tombs. They look nice on the outside. They look all put together on the outside. They're a grave. Their mouth is a grave, their soul is a grave at the moment, and they truly need to turn back to Almighty God. Because I'm going to tell you something. The enemy's moving about right now. He's moving about looking to take prey. And some of those podcasters are going to be the subject of attempts because they have positioned themselves to be a means to the end of the kingdom of darkness. And once it's done with you, it's done with you, and they destroy you because the enemy allures you to enslave you. Almighty God through Jesus Christ allures you to deliver you and set you free. And that's the difference. And praise God that Charlie Kirk knew Jesus Christ. Praise God that Charlie Kirk knew him. His wife knows him. Prayerfully, his children are raised in the fear of the Lord. But this is going to be a fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom descending upon the nation. You know why? America's 250th anniversary is next year. You don't think the kingdom of darkness was looking? You don't think they were looking for a high sacrifice? How many months are we from July? Let's see. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 10 months. Now, I'm going to show you something. 10 months from America's 250th, this happens. What does John 10:10 say? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. The battle is John 10:10 right now. This is why this is happening now. This is why this happened 10 months before the 250th anniversary of America. The battle front is John 10:10 right now. And you as a believer better stop wallowing in the shallow end of the pool. The church needs to stop wallowing in the shallow end of the pool. While the church was fighting with itself, and all these podcasters are fighting with each other, the enemy moved about. We have to begin to decide what's really important. Yes, judgment begins in the house of God. Yes, God comes to inspect the condition of his church. Yes, he does those things. Yes, exposure happens. But sometimes certain things become a distraction. So you become ignorant of the enemy's devices. And now this has happened. And I'm telling you right now, this is a valley of decision moment for the church. I remember in Florida at Glory in America, standing on that stage late last year, and I looked at that crowd and I said, 2024 was the valley of decision for the nation. 2025 is the valley of decision for the church. This is the valley of decision. If we rest on our laurels again, like in 2016, far worse is going to come than COVID. Because I'm going to tell you something. The disciples of darkness want a battle. They want the bloodshed. They want to be picking off certain individuals. They are looking to power their altars, and they're looking to power them in certain areas. Utah has very high altars, very serious place to go into. They're looking to power it. And we have to understand that in this time, if the kingdom of darkness is hunting, if the Hamans have gone out to hunt, if they are being diligent, then we as people and children of Almighty God through Christ Jesus have to be even more diligent and consistent in our prayer life, in our walk with the Lord, in sharpening our ability to discern, in eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say. Demons are diligent. The kingdom of darkness is diligent. They zero in on prey and they diligently go to work. We should be even more diligent as the church in this hour to dismantle the works of darkness and iniquity. This is a wake-up call. This is a 911. Lord, open our eyes that we may see what you have to show us. Show it to us from your perspective, Lord. We should be consistent and diligent in this because the kingdom of darkness is. Lions who hunt are diligent. They study. They do their homework. They circle. And when they have all their information, they go in and they take prey. We are going out as sheep amongst wolves. Wolves, when they kill, they go for the jugular. We have gone out as sheep amongst wolves, but behold, I have overcome the world. He has overcome the wolves. But we better start operating in the believer's authority and the power and authority given from on high through Christ Jesus at a higher level, at a more detailed level, more detailed when we pray. Specifics. The kingdom of darkness is specific. They'll even announce it. The problem is all the noise out there on the conservative side is distracting people. Because when people come together and pray, you watch altars come down. You watch the works of darkness and iniquity destroyed. You watch the dead raised. You watch the blind regain their sight. You see the sick healed. You see people delivered and set free. You see devils cast out. When you come together, when you pray, when you operate under the power of Almighty God, But if people are filling their souls with filth and junk, and the conservative podcasters are spoon-feeding it to them like the Golden Corral, the filthiest language, the filthiest slurs, the exchanging insults back and forth, how do you feel now with what happened to him? How do you feel about doing all that now with what just happened to Charlie Kirk? You think that accomplished anything? Do you think that accomplished anything? The answer is all it accomplished was creating extra warfare, extra death, and extra confusion. The Lord's going to bring a humbling to the Conservative Party through this. I'm telling you, he is. This is a tragedy, what happened. I pray the Lord takes the pieces of Charlie Kirk's wife's heart and the heart of his children and puts them back together again and makes them whole. I pray that for them, that he fills their vessels with his glory. Because she will pick up part of the mantle of her husband in time, in due season. She will. But the Lord is raising another up, like an Elisha, with a double portion of who he is. That is happening in this time. Greater love hath no man than this, that one would lay down his life for the other. And we as the church need to understand our role in this and get up on that wall and start sounding the alarm. These things can be prevented. We can intercede. We can come before the throne of God. We have been given that access through Christ Jesus. The wishy-washiness of the church has to go in this time. It has to be cleansed. Because the church needs to be operating at a higher level of sophistication spiritually in order to deal what we're going to face these next few years. The church is not there just to be a building and entertainment and to read you a couple of scriptures and make you feel like you did something good for the week. It's a hospital for the sick. It's a place for the spiritually dead to come and resurrect. It is a place where people get delivered. It is a place where people are supposed to get fed and grow and go ye out into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. The church is supposed to be a place where shepherds guard their flock with the boldness and the passion that Christ had on this earth. The church is supposed to be a place where shepherds don't lead their sheep to the slaughter, but actually lead their sheep to lie down in green pastures. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not just supposed to be a building where the word Ichabod is written, the glory has departed, and we're watching that partially. And this is a call, a clarion call to the church. This is a come to Jesus moment. Not only for the church, but for the conservative movement in this time. This is a call to repent, to come humbly and contritely before the Lord and turn from your wicked ways. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We've got prodigals in the conservative movement right now that have gone astray. We've got prodigals. And they're about to enter the pig pen season of their life. And that's when the prodigal woke up, when he was in the pig pen. That's when he came back to reality. And he ran towards his father. You got the prodigals and the conservative right now. They're about to go through their pig pen season because they just thought they can go out into the world and squander the privilege of the platform they were given. You just watch. This is a catalyst. This is a tipping point. You just watch what happens. The fear of the Lord is going to descend on that movement. I am telling you now. And the White House better have their guard up. Office of Faith, you better start imploring warfare tactics like your life depends on it. Because once blood like this is shed, it opens a door of legal access for them to go for another. Telling you. Pray for the governor of Texas, President Trump, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi, Tulsi Gabbard, and especially Robert Kennedy Jr., because they've got their sights set on him. Pray and intercede. This can be exposed and thwarted in this time. If we will hearken unto the voice of the Lord, understand this is a 911 wake-up call for the nation. Understand that we have to stop playing church and actually being the church in this time. And watch the fire of God that sets across this nation. Watch. Because while they're dancing at the altar of Baal, God is setting up to tear their altar down. Because Jehu is in the White House. And Jehu tore down the altars of Baal. And there was a catalyst for that. There was a catalyst. You know what the catalyst was? The death of Naboth. The house of Ahab and Jezebel killed Naboth because they didn't like his voice, because they wanted his territory and he didn't want to give it to them. And Naboth was killed. And that was the catalyst that ended up going across the nation of Israel, with Jehu leading the charge, tearing down the altar of Baal and destroying the house of Ahab. This is the catalyst. This is the Naboth's vineyard moment in the conservative movement. This is the Naboth's vineyard moment in the nation. I'm telling you now, it is. So I'm going to ask you just to continue to pray. Pray for Charlie Kirk's family. Pray for us. Pray for our team as we go forth. I am traveling coming up, so just keep us in your prayers. Be in the Word of God every single day. Every single day. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind in the Word. That's how your mind renews. Do not be conformed to the world. See, that's what some of these conservative podcasters now and others are doing. They're conformed to the world right now. They have been handed over to a reprobate mind by Almighty God. The Lord says, do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed. And that's a daily thing. That's a daily discipline with the Lord by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind in the Word every single day. No, we are far from perfect. And that's why we need to renew our minds in the Word, because the flesh is at enmity with Almighty God. And praise God, we're coming in under Jesus Christ covering in his garments, because we're sneaking in like Jacob snuck in front of Isaac. Honestly, we are. We are. So this is where I think I'm going to wind it down. We will come back. If something happens and unfolds tomorrow, we will come back on live tomorrow as well. But please pray for them. Pray for this nation right now. Pray for the leaders of this nation, because the enemy has shed blood attached to Ukraine on this soil. He's now shed blood attached to the Conservative Party on this soil. Something very sadistic and sinister is moving about, and it's gunning for the White House. And the leader of Ukraine in this time, I'm telling you, he's becoming a liability to the kingdom of darkness. Watch the leader of Ukraine. I'm telling you now, the kingdom of darkness has hallmarks in how they operate, and you can see their watermark, literally, on incidences when they happen. So I'm warning you of this now. So please pray. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91, every single day. That is the covering. That is the prayer. That is such an incredible prayer of covering. We have others up here too. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I pray that every single day. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Hebrews 11. We want to encourage you in the Word. Psalm 23 as well. Super important. Speak it. You could go to arcofgrace.org too to learn more if you want to go see anything that we do or who we partner with or anything else that goes on. Please just go to Ark of Grace, A-R-K, arcofgrace.org to learn more. That's where we're going to end it tonight because of the severity of the situation. But the Word of God says you put on the garment of praise and it lifts the spirit of heaviness. A spirit of heaviness is trying to come over this nation right now. Spirit of heaviness is trying to come over the church. And I'm going to encourage all of you as we close to put on the garment of praise to God. That lifts the spirit of heaviness. Praise is a weapon. If you want to incense the enemy after he's done something like this, praise God. praise him, because that's the last thing the enemy wants to hear coming out of your mouth right now is praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God. He wants you to get in your flesh. He wants you to speak out of emotion. He wants you to become salty with your words, because then it lays a snare for you. Don't fall for it right now. He's waiting. Don't fall for it. Put on the garment of praise, and it lifts the spirit of heaviness. Do that in this time, every day right now. Because if all of us praising together rises above the nation, we are going to see a tipping point, I promise you, if you do this. So all glory be to God. And guess who just arrived when I said that? Esther. Prophetically speaking, look at this. Who was the one who brought down Haman? Esther. The Lord prophetically speaks through these animals all the time, and this is no different. Esther arrived just when that was spoken. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We love you. Be in prayer. Be in praise to Almighty God right now. And use wisdom. Use wisdom in what you say and what you do right now. The Lord orders our steps. The steps of the righteous are indeed order of the Lord. Go forth in that tonight. Keep the faith.